Horror, then Horror, with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Everybody, this is the Mighty Griff bringing you another fine, filled, fun, freaked out episode of More Horror Than Horror. Now, actually, we were going to record the show and edit it up in post. But anyway, you know what? We said, fuck it. We're going to do it live. That's right. We're live here tonight, Saturday, 8 p.m. Central, bringing you the best of what we got to bitch about and maybe a little bit more. So, as it might sound a little bit funny tonight, I am about 30 minutes away from the studio. I'm at my house recording out of my
side of the road. He's on the side of the road.
It sounds like he's in Alaska.
I'm using my mobile phone.
I'm in my basement. Tim and Todd are in the studio.
I've got a hitcher buried in the trunk of my car.
Unfortunately, schedules were clashing again, but we decided to do it this way and rather than run an archive show again. So we're going
to
do the best we
can. We got too much to bitch about.
We got not a lot to bitch about. We got a lot to talk about, though.
Shit, yeah, we do.
Hey, tell me about Dread. I heard you went and saw that.
Fucking awesome, man. Gore.
So it's close to the source material.
It's fucking beautiful.
Cool. I'm
no,
see
not
it.
A camp scene. They don't even acknowledge the first film even fucking took a dump on the screen. It's just pure magic.
There were things I liked about the first
film. I did. I almost missed the cheese in parts because it was so bleak. The other thing about it that I really, I mean, I'd read reviews and even watching the trailer, the comparisons to The Raid are just all over the place. And, I mean, there's whole scenes that they lift right out of it. But, I mean, you can't have Dread locked in a 200-story skyscraper fighting a crime lord and not having some kind of comparisons, I guess. So, but I thought they did a great job on it.
Well, good. I'm looking forward to it because it was one of my favorite comics as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it was British, and you have to wait forever to get them. But I remember, you know, I'd pick them up, and I just really liked it, and I liked the way they took, you know, all the characters in there, and I'm hoping that, you know, they'll continue on with Carl Urban because he looked pretty cool.
Yeah, he did a good job on it. And the ending of it was good. I mean, they kept it going the whole way through. So
good.
I'm curious to see how it does in the box office because, I mean, it is so bleak and it's definitely R-rated. I mean, they're not going to get the younger audience, but.
Gotcha.
That's kind of a good thing, actually.
Crazy. Well, it's exciting. We'll turn it back over to Griff. I sound like he just bashed in the side of his basement or something. What was that?
I dropped my phone. I was turning my volume down on my phone so I wouldn't get any interrupted calls.
Oh, hell.
Oh, it's coming.
But yeah, man, it's been a crazy week, man. Everything's just, you remember how we used to talk about how there's nothing for months and months on end, and just soon as a sudden you just turn around and boom, everything drops at once? Well, yeah. It's been that week. So I don't know. I've been posting and sending a bunch of shit to Tim through the week. I've been posting a lot of stuff on my Facebook pages trying to get everything
suckling.
Seems exciting. But, oh, suckling. No shit. starting off, if anybody's, I don't know, $5, $6 in their pocket, you guys want to get a movie that you'll be considered probably the best $6 or $7 you can spend, get a movie called The Suckling. It's just your typical abortion-fied mutant baby run amok killing people, but this son of a bitch has got it all. Gore, tits within the first 2 minutes of the movie starting. Just an awesome rubber baby flopping around. We've got the full travel down the sewer scene. Crazy big teeth. It's almost kind of resembles a lot of the Deadly Spawn in some parts, the way that they shot it. But it's even got some pretty hokey stop animation in it. You know, it's kind of fun to laugh at. But I can't talk about that movie enough. It's just phenomenal. But it's on the old Elite Entertainment title. But you can still pick it up fairly easy. It's one of those movies I don't think got a whole lot of love when it was released. So hopefully a new audience will find the pleasures in it. So I'm definitely trying to get Tim to get a copy because I know how much he likes rubber mutant baby.
Maybe.
So you gotta love the rubber.
They are good.
They're just fun any time of the year.
So. That baby's blood. I watched it a couple times. Still, I still get a kick out of it.
It's good. So.
So much slaughter.
I still need to watch that Aswang, though. I heard that's pretty fucking messy.
That's a Japanese one, right?
Yeah, not Japanese. I think it's like Thailand or something like that. I want to say it's like Vietnamese or something. So, but anyway, if anybody else was looking for cheap movies, Image Entertainment's released the Horror Collection Extravaganza, 6 Terrifying Movies. And the thing that made this one so interesting is that it was originally supposed to have been going out through major chains, you know, anybody that would have the multi-movies, places that you find stuff like Walmart, you know. But anyway, I went to the local Hastings trying to pick up a copy because they have a lot of the other titles. They didn't have it, but luckily enough, I found it at a Kmart for $5 in the Halloween section where all the costumes and soundtracks and stuff are. So if you see it there, or if you go to a Kmart, or you even have a Kmart in your area, go check it out. Like, it's $5. It has a movie on it called Created to Kill with Rock Hudson. Well, that movie is actually Embryo. And as far as I know, I don't think Embryo has even been released on DVD other than this version. But it's got the Night of the Demon issue on it, which is the movie, the Bigfoot movie that you always hear me and Tim and Todd talk about once in a while. But those two movies alone are worth $5. I mean, but then you also have The Intimate Stranger. The Hooker Cult Murders was just released by Scorpion, but it goes as The Fix. I think it's got Karen Black is in it, I think. And then it's got Sister Sister with Eric Stoltz. And then it's got Shadow Play with D. Wallace Stone's in it. So, like I said, 6 movies for $5, it's less than $1. So, if you can't justify sending $5 for 6 movies, then you shouldn't be listening to the show anyway. So,
cheap fuckers.
But we're just getting started, and I'm already out of breath. So anyway, where should we start, Tim? You want to go through the massive amount of goodies that Shout Factory's been laying on us lately?
There's a ton of them, brother. Ton of them.
Start off with the first two.
You got to start off with the old Ernest.
Ernest.
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Starting off, the first two releases this past Tuesday was Halloween 2, Halloween 3, both on Blu-ray now. Halloween 2 is the 2-disc set, has the original theatrical version, and also has the television version of the film, as well as a assload of extras. So many, I really can't go through them all. But anyway, it's got your typical stuff, commentaries, theatrical trailers, TV spots, deleted scenes with optional commentary. Like I said, it's a 2-disc collector's edition. It says well over, looks to be, I'd guess, well over 3 hours of extra shit. But like I said, I'm just guessing on that deal. But phenomenal. It's not as clean as it could be. It's still got some pops and some crackles in it, you know, for a Blu-ray version. But coming in behind that is the Halloween 3 Season of the Witch, the 30th anniversary Silver Shamrock edition, and this thing is also loaded with a ton of extras and looks beautiful. One of my favorite, probably top 10 films of all time. Very underrated film. But coming down the pipe, I think coming up from Shout Factory, I know they're getting ready to do They Live, is coming out on Blu-ray. Let's see what else is coming out. The Funhouse Terror Train with Jamie Lee Curtis. And then just announced, what was it, this past Friday, wasn't it, Tim? They're doing, I forgot.
From Shout Factory?
There was The Nest. They released that they were going to do the Blu-ray DVD combo pack for Roger Corman's The Nest. And then they're also going to do Prison, the, who's in that? Todd? Help me out here.
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo.
Yeah, they're doing that. And then also they have Death Valley coming out, The Island's coming out. And then my personal favorite out of all of them, they have Deadly Blessing starring the late Ernest Borgnine, Michael Berryman, which is an awesome kind of drive-in feel to it. You know, like I said, those movies that kind of have a slow burn throughout the entire thing and they kind of get you into the last 10 minutes. So, but then again, they're also slated Phantasm 2, which is nice because the DVD version of Phantasm 2 didn't have shit on it, so I know this one's going to have a ton of extra stuff. So we shall see. But Shout Factory is definitely hitting home runs with their releases. If anybody's interested, just go to Facebook and follow them. And like I said, they're going to be announcing a new release every Friday, I think throughout, you know, the rest of the year, because I guess 2013 is going to be the big release year. So everybody should be excited about that, because I know they said that there's going to be a lot of titles coming out that have never been released on DVD before. And I think pretty much all of these from now on, except for the Halloween 2 and 3, which also have a DVD release, I think everything else is coming out in a combo pack, so it saves you the hassle of buying them both if you have both formats. So I'm pretty excited about all that. So what else we got? Anything, Tim? Anything you found out?
I was trying to think of what the other box. I just ran up to Walmart, but I didn't really see them. They had anything special up there that they're doing for Halloween movie-wise.
They ain't doing anything for Halloween.
Sons
Halloween-wise.
Sons of bitches.
Dude.
Yeah,
common fuckers.
One row of Halloween stuff and three rows of Christmas already. And they just now got that out.
And their Halloween stuff is so cheap. I mean, it's not even, it's like just generic costumes anymore.
My buddy in Florida, his Walmart built a whole castle inside of there and a moat and this weird, like, blood, like some kind of foil blood looking stuff. And you can walk over it and on the moat and you go inside. And I guess there's like 8 or 10 aisles full of Halloween stuff. It's like a spirit store inside the Walmart is how he described it. It's got like the cardboard castle and everything. And I was like, must be nice, dude, because here, those sons of bitches.
Are you talking about the spirit store?
No, I'm talking about a Walmart right there.
Well, shit.
Yeah, it's right there in Florida.
It's full of Satanists.
Well, you know what the thing is, dude?
Humans, Todd.
This freaking, it's really sad what's happened. I mean, they've been trying and trying for years. The Baptists have been picketing and they've been fighting.
We don't want to set the Muslims off.
Yeah, well, you know, the Muslims don't give a damn.
We got to stay calm.
It's the Baptists that give a damn.
We don't want to make the jack-o'-lantern look too much like the prophet Muhammad.
Dude, I say it's time for a barbecue. Grab the torches like Frankenstein style. Let's march up to the Baptist church
and put it down! Sons of bitches!
That's right. Dirty dog dicks!
They're not going to like my Halloween displays because I got Frankenstein on the cross! Suck it! I'm going to have the pigs called on me in a matter of hours as soon as I put that thing up.
Oh, you
How
will.
How dare you traumatize our children!
Oh, I know. I don't think it's fair that Frankenstein gets a sequel in the box set, but Wolfman and Creature from Black Lagoon don't get jacked.
Fucking chicken shit, man.
I know, because here it's true, because Frankenstein gets the Bride of Frankenstein in the Curse of
Monsters. Oh, slow your roll.
But we don't get...
Bride of Frankenstein was not considered a sequel. It's part of the original story, Todd. Come on.
It might be part of the original story, but it's also a god dang sequel!
Even in 1932, they still needed titties to sell a sequel!
That's right. But the Creature from the Black Lagoon and the Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman would have been good. Revenge of the Creature would have been good.
It's all coming in the second box set, I'm telling you. They're going to do it. They're going to put all the sequels and all that other shit in another box set. They're going to call it done.
Douches. douches.
Frankenstein built that franchise, buddy. You just got to give in to the reality. I mean, that's...
Hey, the Wolfman, it's all it's about for me. The Wolfman and Creature in the Black Lagoon.
You're crying.
I'll take Claude Rains any day.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
You give me Curse of the Werewolf over the Wolfman any day.
I like Chris. I like them both for different reasons, man. I love Lon Chaney Jr.
I love Lon Chaney Jr., but man, I just can't get past that crying and whining bullshit. It's like, just accept the fact that you got this awesome ability to go out and kill people at night and not have to remember anything about it and fucking go on and live your life.
You crack me up, man.
Why lift a gift horse in the mouth?
Mm. Lord have mercy. Mm.
All that fur. Yeah, but I think all that hair in your mouth when you're trying to eat.
You ain't got to worry about nothing.
That's bullshit.
The blood sticks to the roof of your mouth. You just cock off a hairball later and you're good to go.
Boof. No, that's all about the individual.
Anyway,
man.
Just another quick two announcements. Save the probably my finest one for the last. But anyway, a new independent film company.
Calm down. We're only 17 minutes into this, son of a bitch. You don't be blowing all your loads here in the first 20 minutes.
We have plenty enough to talk about in the last release, so I know that'll get your tongue flopping around. Titan Video, a small little independent guy popped up on the internet this later in the week and announced that he's going to be doing an official Mutilator release. So for anybody of the cult classic film, The Mutilator, who's been crying for the last 10 years or so for an official DVD release of that, you're finally going to get one.
When?
About fucking time.
When? Say that.
I think he's about 2013. So.
2018. That's what that means.
I said Mutilator, not Popcorn.
Oh, that's already out, buddy.
What, Popcorn?
Shit, yeah, it is.
Fuck. Yeah, the Orville Redenbacher version, but not the one that's been talked about for 6 years.
So, what company is this that's putting that out again?
Titan Video. It's just this is their first film, so you can search them on Facebook.
Gotcha.
Avery's the guy's name that's putting it out.
Gotcha.
But and then again, Scorpion Releasing is doing another Ernest Borgnine classic of Death Ship is finally coming out on DVD. Actually, they're doing a DVD version and their first Blu-ray release. We'll have to see how their Blu-ray stands up to the DVD release. So, but and then the creme de la creme, early in October, will give us the fantastic series continuation of the Final Turn series with our Final Turn. Wrong Turn. Wrong Turn 5 is coming to DVD and Blu-ray.
Is this one going to be set in a prom?
Some outdoor deal, it looks like. So, but anyway, who cares? They're good movies. I love those movies. So I guess some people don't like them, because they're lowbrow. But you know, with the Feast and the Wrong Turn movies, you get exactly what you think you're going to get. So just good, clean, gory, bloody fun. It's a beautiful thing. It's good times. I wish they'd make another Feast movie.
Oh, I love those.
He's on, dude. He's doing fucking Piranha now. He ain't got time for that.
I liked Piranha. Everyone else is being mean to it. I actually kind of thought it was a fun movie.
It was fucking great.
And here's the thing, okay? I was reading
a
review.
I thought the other one was great. I thought the first one was good.
But I was reading a review about the new one saying, this movie really lacks, and I'm beginning to wonder if these reviewers online even re-watch the movie past 5 minutes in, because it was saying, this movie has no blood, no boobs. I'm like, this movie has more boobs than the first Alexander Aja movie. There's more boobs per cap. I mean, this movie has so much boob going on. There's a boob every 5 seconds, man. There's a boob flying. And I'm like, look.
There's a fucking snapper cam.
And that's the other thing it said.
Exactly.
It said in this review, it said, there's not enough boobs, blood, or severed penises. And I'm like, there was no severed penis in the first one. This one at least has one. I mean, what is going on with these people online? How do they get the job, and why? What gives them the right to trash somebody's movie when they haven't even watched it? Apparently, they don't know how to open an eyeball.
Cocksuckers.
Well, it's true, because that movie actually has all the things they said weren't in it. That's why I was kind of like, I don't understand what they're talking about.
Well, me and Pete had that discussion today. We was talking about, you know, how certain people just, no matter what is being released, they'll bitch about it no matter what it is. It's just like, I don't know how many times I've heard people complain that certain movie titles have been sold out. They weren't able to get certain titles because they sold out too fast because they're being released in a limited amount. So I came out and here's a chance for you to get a copy of the movie that you were wanting to see from this other company that was sold out of it, and you get it for $5. But as soon as I post it, instead of a cool, I'll go check it out today, or I'll go look for it, I get, well, is it in the proper screen aspect ratio, or what? Is this the uncut version, or this one's probably got the 12 seconds of dialogue removed from it. I'm like, dude, it's $5. Go waste $5 and buy it. I mean, who cares what, I mean, if it's got 12 seconds of dialogue in it, or if it's not the true 16:9 aspect ratio on the screen. I mean, you fuck off. You're just being an asshole, you know? And it's just like this kid who's trying to release the Mutilator. You know, for the last 2 years, I've listened to people piss and moan about this and a number of other movies not being released on DVD, and how these movies need to be released on DVD, and how they just wish somebody would release the DVD. And as soon as somebody comes out and announces that they're going to release it on DVD, the first thing they start posting against this guy, before they even see the product or before he even gets a chance to explain himself, they're all like, well, you don't have the proper authority to release this. Only this other person had the authority to release this, and you're just a bootlegger. And it's like, who gives a shit? It's like, if the guy's got permission from him, and two people have permission, and the other guy has sat on his nuts on it for the last 6 years and hasn't released shit about it, then whoever's going to get it out first, get it out first. Who cares? If you guys are so enthralled about seeing this movie, who gives a shit who released it?
Hey, I only want it on fucking VHS and the hard case. If I can't get it in that, then fuck you.
You have to distinguish what version of VHS you want it on.
I want the French print with the silver with the silver strip down the side.
You want the cardboard box? You want the clamshell? Or do you want the split case? You want the closed bottom or the exposed bottom?
I want one of each.
You know. Just give me the fucking version that plays correctly. That's the only version that I want. I mean, good God, the DVD-R version of the Mutilator that I've got has sufficed me for the last 5 years since I bought it at Wasteland. I still watch it, but I don't give a shit who releases it as long as I get a good quality, you know, release from it. You know, but, oh, like I said, fuck them. So, I'm still going to support the guy, so... If he can get it out. I mean, that's like that fucking popcorn copy that's been elusive for the last, what, 3 or 4 years we've been hearing about this, about how we're going to release it, we're going to do this for it, and we're going to do this, and, oh, now it's in legal standby, and I can't talk about it, I can't talk, you know. It's like, well, fuck, I'll go to your Region 2 copy then, you know. So when you find a Region 2 copy for $10 that plays, what do they do? Oh, well, you're not... You can't post that here. That's not the proper. I want the proper version. Fuck your proper version. Your proper version's late, and I'm getting tired of waiting, so fuck off. So, fuck them.
Oh, I see. Dirty bastards.
Dirty sons of bitches.
Dirty dog dicks. I love it. Oh. Wow, gentlemen. We're already out of steam, and it's only halfway through a show.
That's what happens. He's down there in his cozy corner.
I know, he's falling asleep.
I ain't out of steam, bitches. I'm just rolling.
You better start talking then. Shit.
My throat's getting sore. I'm the only one talking.
Tim, throw down.
Make it happen. What were we yelling about? There was what else was going on around this week? Did you guys get the lovely ones yet?
I got Scott. I haven't given it to him yet.
Oh, listen to you guys. Yeah, it's been out forever. I did finally get to see Phantom of the Opera on Blu-ray. That was fucking magical.
I told you that was nice print, didn't I?
Yeah. See, some of them are worth it, man. Some of them are worth it.
And see, the same people that did that are the same people that are doing the Universal Monsters thing. So you automatically know right there what the rest of that shit's going to look like. So,
it'll be
but
worth
again, you know,
and when's that coming out?
I believe it was fairly early in October. I think it's like the second week of October.
Right before Christmas, baby. Do you see Frankenweenie comes out the 5th?
You see Frankenweenie's already been released?
Of course it has. Bastards.
Only thing you got to do is buy Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is it the same one?
It's the same story.
Yeah, but this is the extended full length. And this one's got Winona Ryder in it.
Oh, well, fuck's sake.
Winona.
So I wonder, are they? Oh, you know that the old version is going to be on the new version when they release it on DVD.
Yeah, you'd think they'd about have to. It looks pretty cool, man. I actually seen the extended trailer when we went and watched. I think it was Paranorman. They had the longer trailer for it, and it looks pretty good. They got the goofy little kids running around. And
now, if I remember right, isn't the version on the version that they have on the Nightmare Before Christmas? That's stop animation too, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Because he went and did that, and then got the, supposedly the idea to do the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right. Yeah, that thing's been out forever, so.
It's real early in October. Universal Monsters Essential Collection Blu-ray is released on October 2nd. So, yeah, it's getting ready. So, I just wish they would have done the packaging a little different. Do you see the one that they released over in England?
Is that the one that I seen the picture for? It's in the coffin or whatever it is?
Yeah, that's the European release.
Oh, fuck. What do we get? The little paper bullshit sleeves?
We get the little cardboard box
bullshit.
Jedi shit came in for the Star Wars.
That's ridiculous.
Each little movie's got their own little poster that you pull the little DVD from. And yeah. Yeah, we get totally fucked on everything over here.
Sons of, well, we're going to have to pull some strings.
Yeah.
Get the good ones.
Get the coffin-shaped one.
We get like Todd. Have to start putting the word out what we need.
I think he's supposed to be listening tonight. So if our connection in the UK is listening, you might have to hook us up with a universal copy of the classic Monsters set in the coffin. Because apparently our country's releases aren't cool.
I'm telling you, dude, it's because we don't want to offend the Muslims. You start fucking start putting coffins up on the shelves, they're going to burn shit.
Coffins made out of bacon.
I see our prophet Muhammad in that package of bacon. You better take all that fucking bacon off the shelves. Fuck. Go fuck yourself. Hey, did you see fucking Crypticon do the first two announcements?
Muslims?
Fucking Muslims, dude. All Muslims this year. No, dude, they got Fred Williamson.
Oh, really?
Fucking Raider time, baby. Shit, yeah, that's going to be awesome. And John Buescheler, the guy that did the Ghoulies, all the effects for the Ghoulies.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That's pretty cool.
Like, man, that's kind of throwing some random shit out from right off the bat.
You might just not have sold about 30 tickets on that enough.
The thing about it, you know, we were talking about having somebody that isn't at a lot of conventions. Have you ever seen fucking Fred Williamson at a convention?
I haven't. Todd probably has.
I don't think he appears too often.
Right.
Shit, I'll get my Raider gear signed for him. I don't care.
You'd be the only... You have to take something there. I noticed you didn't have no Raider stuff on your table. So
he was a chief, too, so I think he's doing the cross-pollination with the locals.
Oh.
They're going to bring Lynn Elliott in, too, and let him fucking get target practiced on. poor Chiefs fans. He'll be making a buckets of money if they just put him on one of them fucking sink tanks and let Chiefs fans fucking kick
okay.
They should have it hooked up to a field goal, let them motherfuckers, all the fans, kick field goals, and whoever hits a field goal gets to knock fucking Lynn Elliott down the drop tank. That some bitch would make $1 million.
Don't give me any ideas.
How dare you? You cost me my childhood.
Respect the arrowhead, bitches.
Just don't let no Muslims throw anything at him, because they'd be setting the motherfucker on fire.
We got to break, guys.
Break
it all down.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we're going to go to break. We'll come back and talk to you people some more.
Yay.
I need a Snickers bar.
we're back. Savage Saturdays right here. More horror than horror. Yay.
Alrighty, as everybody knows. Second portion of the show, I think we ought to just open it up to the phone lines if anybody wants to call into the show. So, Tim, you want to blast off the call-in numbers?
Tim's not here. He went to get a candy bar, and he never came back.
Oh, shit.
I called in.
Pete's here.
Pete's here. 42nd Street Pete has joined the show.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. It was a boring evening. I'm still waiting for that raghead to call me back. He's in Cleveland now. They got hookers and shit, so we could be on a delay. But
and really good pork sandwiches, I understand.
Yeah, they like that.
He's feeding upon pork and porno.
Hey, you know, he said he's going to make good for that $500 bounce check when he was on last time, so that's all I care about. I don't give a fuck about his movie. I don't care if his movie sucks, you know, but I heard the movie only ran in one theater, and no one showed up. Sort of like Grindhouse.
Hey, I like that movie.
Only the first half of that movie.
Only the first half, Todd. Just remember that.
I liked them all.
They should just lift the whole Grindhouse title and say, okay, Planet Terror and Quentin Tarantino's talkie piece of shit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Once you get past the head, Todd, that movie's nothing but Shaft. So if anybody else is listening, they feel like calling in also, the number is 310-928-7857.
Some heads are gonna roll. Some
feet are gonna get set on fire tonight.
What were you guys talking about before I decided to pry myself away from Dino Croc?
These goddamn Muslims infesting our fucking conventions.
There's Muslims infesting our convention.
They try and fuck with mine. I tell you what, dude, I'll take them out back and stuff their asses in a dumpster. You know who we're getting, Pete? Fucking Fred Williamson, baby.
Did you see
what?
Here in Kansas City?
For fucking Crypticon, Kansas City.
I got to tell you,
can't
dude.
Wait.
When next year? Next
yep.
Year?
Yep. Yeah. That's a good start, man. That's fucking, talk about off the wall kind of.
I got to tell you, though, man.
What?
The last thing that Fred was in, here in Kansas City it played, because like everything else that AMC touches this year, I don't know if you've noticed, Tim, but AMC gets every like Republican movie and every Christian movie, propaganda movie. The latest one is Fred's newest movie about him being a guy who's trying to put Christ back in Christmas, and it just started, it was playing last week.
I'm going to hammer the nails into the crucifix to put Christ back
in the hammer of God.
It was pretty frightening, guys.
See, but that's a perfect setup, because you know that motherfucker will be attracting some Muslims. Bring them in. Yeah. Be like a big old pot of honey. Them sumbitches will come swarming in. I'm going to have a samurai sword just fucking decapitating everything in sight. Fuck them. Dirty cocksuckers.
You know what I picked up on eBay? A really bad copy of Legend of Nigger Charlie. Yeah. I mean, it's like I watched this thing and I'm going, I can't believe at one point I actually sat in a movie theater and watched this and no one tried to kill me.
Were the only white guy in the theater?
No, you know, there was various winos that were of white persuasion passed out a couple aisles behind me, you know.
There was fucking white hooded guys running around having a good old time?
No, just, you know, guys, old guys passed out drunk, you know. We didn't have hooded guys back then, you know, it was like, you know, what the fuck. For 99 cents, you were in out of the rain sufficiently.
That's perfect.
Protected. Yeah, the hobo Hilton they used to call it.
Yeah. Good times. I got a hold of your. Had a little talk with your buddy today, Pete.
Which one?
I'm trying to think. James Murray.
Oh, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he called me today. We talked a little bit about that celluloid bloodbath that's going to be released.
Yeah.
So he's going to send me a copy of it, and then I'm going to have him on the show. And I'll have you on the show, and we'll talk about it and stuff since you're will be appearing in it.
So. I think I'm in it for like 2 whole seconds.
When's that come out? I seen he already had it printed up.
It comes out the week of Cinema Wasteland. The Tuesday prior to Wasteland, it comes out that Tuesday. But he said he's going to be at Wasteland with copies, I think, so.
Well, I'll probably get one there then.
If anybody's interested or heading to Wasteland, make sure you swing by James Murray's table and pick up a copy of the new Celluloid Bloodbath, which is a sequel to the 2010 release Mad Ron's Previews from Hell. which is this little film that they did back in the early 80s, where it's just a trailer compilation, but they kind of mixed in a little...
they got like a zombie puppet. It's pretty fucking rude and some projectionist.
A puppet thing, kind of just a quirky little compilation. So
is a puppet a Muslim?
Mad Ron used to be a projectionist on 42nd Street. Yeah, now he's living somewhere in Philly. I think he still works for AMC or something like that, but he'll probably be out of a job once they, you know, go digital and shit.
Right.
But
AMC got bought out by a Chinese, though.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Really going to show just kung fu shit now?
Fuck yeah. Well, except for here in Kansas City. That's too...
God, I know.
That's too risque.
Kung fu movies.
There's Buddhism in that. You can't have it.
Yeah.
And flowering romantic movies about big armies fighting each other on cliffs.
Just anything with people hanging from fucking strings.
fighting in the treetops.
I would love it.
Speaking of which, you know what I just picked up? Fucking Born Invincible, baby. God, that's an awesome movie.
Well, I still got some Shaw Brothers shit if you need it.
I do, man. Shoot me a list, or if you got somewhere I can look through the...
Only like six titles. Flag of Iron, Ten Tigers of Quang Wang.
That sounds like some good shit right there.
Deadly Duo, Challenge of the Masters, The Master.
I don't think I have much of the Shaw stuff, man. I've been just kind
five
of
element,
away.
Five Element Ninjas.
Yeah, see.
Yeah. I got a Deadly Duo on Blu-ray.
Did you see that Films of Fury documentary they did on all the Kung Fu?
No.
It was decent.
I'm trying to think. I haven't really watched anything cool lately at all.
That's not good.
I know. Nothing out there is good. Everything sucks.
Yep.
Like the Chinese say, everything suck. there's nothing fucking... I was watching old black and white shit like a month ago just to, you know, boost my spirits.
Never go wrong with black and white.
And, you figure here I just turned 60 and I'm at the end of my life, you know, I may as well just watch all the shit I got because it might be the last time around, you know. I could wind up in that big grindhouse in the sky with, you know, some derelict poking me in the ass for all eternity, you know.
Some hobo fucking pouring his wine on you.
Yeah.
Cocksuckers.
You know, something like that wouldn't be a bad way to spend eternity if it was a different movie every day, you know? Not getting porked in the ass, but just watching different movies, you know?
Yeah,
I've been smoking weed since like 7 o'clock my time, so forgive me there.
He's toasting.
Here I'm going to have the Prophet Muhammad on. I got to be fucking tuned up for this shit.
You better watch out, Pete. They'll be setting fire to shit.
I don't care. You know, the whole thing is he wanted to come on and, like, you know, something. He feels the same way I do. This whole thing's blown out of proportion, so. Plus, he owes me $500.
For all them virgins. Them 69 virgins.
he knows that's fucking bullshit, too. That's why he's banging fucking three black hookers and fucking food. Yeah.
I'll take three black hookers over 69 virgins any fucking day.
Yeah, I always say, man, if I had to die and spend eternity, why would I want 72 fucking virgins? You'd have to break them in, teach them all the fucking tricks. It'd be a pain in the ass. I want 70. No, fuck 72. I want like 25 badass working girls. That's what I want.
And how many years of your eternity are you going to spend through the teeth mode, whether you got to fucking keep popping them on the forehead and quit telling them, curl your lip back, bitch. Curl your lip back. I ain't going to tell you again. We only got a fucking eternity to learn this.
I will stab you in the neck with a pencil.
We just degenerated into the dark guy's displeasure chest again.
We need to get that show rolling again.
I keep saying whatever you guys want
to
do.
I'm ready to piss off some midgets again. Fuck it. You know what, dude? We got extreme midget wrestling coming to town here in a couple weeks. We should do a live show from there.
we can set up a little table.
Start throwing big fucking rubber dildos up in the ring while they're trying to wrestle each other.
I got one that's probably as big as a midget. A whole special prop I used. Yeah. Trip them up, you know? Oh my God! There's a penis in the ring.
Fucking midget bludgeoned to death. Be on the front page of the news.
Yeah. You It trips and breaks neck garbage user up your dick.
Really? Oh, man.
Why? Why?
Yeah. The phone calls will start coming now, you know.
Holy shit.
How come no one ever calls in? Are they afraid that we're going to abuse them or some shit?
Probably.
We welcome all.
Has anyone ever called in?
Yeah.
No. The streak is still alive. We like it like that way, though. We like to be everybody's guilty pleasure.
That was still the best. The crazy midget was going to come kick your ass. That's still the greatest call ever.
Yeah, she never showed up either. That was, you know, anybody who thinks that was bullshit, or somebody goes, oh, you said, how the fuck did I set that up? There's no fucking way. Then the worst one was the week after that. That fucking lady calling in. Where she wouldn't get off, and cool ghouls like calling her a fucking cunt and shit.
Superfan Rob, remember him? He was going off on her too.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, the first midget scared him. Remember, we had to call him back.
She was crazy, dude. That bitch was out of her mind. It was awesome.
Those are those magic. See, you should, Todd. You should put together a package of all this shit and then try to sell it to syndication. You know,
I don't think anyone would syndicate it.
Never know, Spike TV.
I don't know. So you're saying we're wasting our talents doing this?
No, I just don't think they would syndicate. I think though that we could syndicate it. We could like release it on CDs.
Yeah.
The greatest moments of 42nd Street Pete and the dark guy's displeasure chest.
Oh, there had to be some great moments on More Horror Than Horror too.
Oh, there have been so many moments on More Horror Than Horror that had us rolling. We literally at times were on the floor in this place. It's crazy. That was only when the trach tube midgets were here.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That's when we had a lot of fucking rice wine in the studio too. we were getting Todd all shit hammered drunk with rice wine.
That's why Todd had the fucking heart attack.
That probably is, man. Drinking that foreign shit. If he drinks some American made, if he drinks some American made fucking night train, he'd be all right.
Yeah. Goes down there. Oh, I close your arteries now, Mr. Sheets. All right, here we go.
What that the plum, hell?
That plum wine bullshit.
Yeah. How do you know what's in it? It came out from fucking China. They had tainted fucking cat food. You know?
I'm not gonna dog out any Chinese people.
See? No. He knows better. Them motherfuckers will set themselves on fire quicker than Muslims.
Yeah, but they just set themselves on fire. The Muslims come in and take people with them. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Wouldn't be too bad if they all decided to set themselves all on fire.
It's funny for having, 20 or 30 million or however everybody's supposed to be in the U.S.? At least they're smart enough not to try and throw a rocket at an American that's got a fucking arsenal down in their basement. That wouldn't last too long.
Yeah.
No, it's because the ones that are over here are smart enough to realize what they fucking got.
Yep.
They're actually over here to realize that it's not as bad as what they say it is over there. You know.
Did you see that dumbass actress that was trying to get that film that supposedly started all this pulled off of YouTube? Because she was saying that she had no idea what she was saying, and she didn't want to be betrayed as a racist. I'm like, did you not read the fucking script?
No, the thing was, the script that they did, after they shot everything, the guy went in and edited it all out and put in what he wanted in.
He dubbed it?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And the judge still overturned it and let him keep it on YouTube? Oh,
I have no idea what these people are fucking lunatics, dude. It's like, you know, come on. You make, oh, God, it's just too much. Then the French jump into it with a cartoon that I'm going to have them on.
Yeah, believe that? I mean, yeah. I really truthfully think that they're just like saying, fuck it, we're tired of messing with them. We're just going to see how far we can push them. Especially the French, man, because they've been jacking with them for a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, we'll see what happens after tonight. Maybe it'll be picket in the station.
Oh, that's beautiful. Todd's looking forward to that, baby.
Oh, yeah.
We got fire retardant suits up in this motherfucker. We ain't scared.
We ain't scared.
Yeah, Todd has to do is put on his Batman suit and stand out in front of the place with his arms crossed.
That's right.
No, that's not the Batman suit anymore. That's the new RoboCop suit.
Oh, get out of here.
He's going to have to modify it to keep it up to date.
I just want to know how in the fuck they all got online on YouTube anyway to watch it.
I didn't know they had an internet.
Well, they rubbed two rocks together until they caused enough friction to get their generator rolling.
So they had magic lamps.
They had magic lamps. They only had three wishes, and they wished to see what the fucking prophet was being portrayed as.
Yeah.
Like you said, how come they're not protesting and raising a big stink here?
Well, you know, I'll tell you why. Because you go down to Walmart and there's about four rows of fucking assault rifles and shotguns.
But I mean, even
and a whole lot of people that are just waiting for them to fuck up.
But I mean, even in a peaceful demonstration, I mean, they could show their displeasure. But I mean, you know, it's just.
Well, they did. What was the? They had the huge peaceful pro. I think it was in Thailand. You know, there was tens of thousands of people that kept it restrained there. But you know, you go and roll up in that Middle East, dude. That's a whole other ballgame.
Well, yeah. They don't have that. Plus, that
doesn't make good news. The media doesn't want to see people actually getting together and doing something peaceful and constructive. They'd rather show them setting fire to everything in sight.
All those Thai prostitutes all lined up in solidarity and put a tear to my eye.
That's all they seen down there in Thailand when they seen that peaceful protest. Hell yeah, these prostitutes are going to be making us some money tonight.
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
We take 2 hour break, GI. You know. We have to go out and protest. Yeah, here's some lotion. Jerk yourself off. $50.
Friction. Fire.
Boom, pow, bang, bang.
Oh, God. We're so bad. Why do we even bother doing the horror shows? We just go on for an hour and just rip shit, and that's, you know, the end of it.
Fuck
we
it.
Probably get picked up. We probably get picked up by somebody.
By Screw.
Series. Yeah,
the way the fucking horror genre is going nowadays, I'm about tempted to do that.
Yeah, I know. That's why I what's my show turned into a bitch fest, you know? That's about it. So I had Sid and Doug on last week.
If we could somehow manage to squirt out about 15 kids and make three of them into fucking beauty contestants, we could probably have a show on TLC.
Yeah.
Good times.
Little twats and tiaras, you know?
Butt plugs and beauty customs.
What's that one? That fucking baby Moo Moo or whatever, the fucking little fat baby.
Shoo Shoo Baby.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
The fucking end is near. You know the fucking comet's headed this way, you know?
We got told December.
December the Mayans, 21st,
the Mayans
yeah.
knew, man. They seen baby Poo Poo Shao Shao on TLC. They said this motherfucker needs to be shut down. They looked in their Mayan globe, their little crystal ball, and they seen baby Moo Moo Shao Shao in there, and they said,
the
"Fuck
F is
this!"
That?
They said, "We cannot go on any further. Our pyramids must be fucking destroyed."
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out what the hell a Moo Moo Chow Chow
baby
is.
Baby Mau Mau Choo Choo Chow on TLC. You ain't seen her.
You feed your fucking kids
the fucking Antichrist.
I don't know, whatever the fuck it is. Some if they could, like if a they could, bowling ball with arms and legs.
If they could shave that big ratty ass fucking blonde nest of a hair she's got, they'd see the mark of the beast underneath that fat motherfucker's head. Somebody needs to run her over with a fucking dump truck and her big fucking turd of a mom.
Well, when I first seen the picture of her mom and her standing together, remind me of that scene in Return of the Jedi where Luke goes into Jabba's chamber and Jabba's laying there with that little fucking thing sitting next to it. That's what it reminded me of. It's like, good Lord. It's a train wreck.
Reminded me of fucking Gilbert Grape.
Gilbert! I seen her. Where? I seen her.
That's terrible.
Fuck.
I'm frightened.
We need to mesh. We need to remake Gummo and Gilbert Grape into one movie. That'd be fucking cinema magic right there.
Full retard.
And let John Waters direct it.
Man, you guys.
Let James Cameron do a remake of Deep Throat. Only this time the chick's purple.
If they ever wanted to remake Pink Flamingos, they'd just get that baby Moo Moo in there. Divine.
You know she'd eat a fucking dog turd for $5. That bitch is... I've never seen somebody so starved to be on TV.
Please.
Oh, God.
I can neglect my baby.
Meg Stahl's at Horror Realm today.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Isn't she a John Waters? Andy Warhol. Didn't she do something with Waters?
She did Waters films.
Yeah.
I think she did something.
Geniacs.
Yeah, I think she did something with Warhol, too.
Yep.
That'd be a hoot, man. Get a John Waters reunion back together at a convention.
Oh, yeah. So you could get a singing butthole. That would be lovely.
Singing butthole? What do you mean? You don't like John Waters?
I like John Waters, except for that scene. That was the most horrific, nightmarish thing I've ever witnessed. It gave me nightmares.
Butthole?
Dude, it was horrifying. I was a little kid at a drive-in theater watching me some Wolfman, and I turn over and look, and there's a goddamn butthole on the
40-foot-high butthole.
It was like a 150-foot screen.
God bless America.
You haven't seen it. You haven't lived. You've seen Ron Jeremy sucking his own cock ring and actually do it. Yeah. Talk about a buzz killer, you know?
For all those just joining us, welcome to more horror than horror.
It does get more fucking horror than that.
Yeah. He was probably spitting out fur balls for a week afterwards. Good lord, that little hedgehog looking motherfucker right there. Son of a bitch.
Like a bad piece of Velcro, he just gets stuck to himself, so he's got to pry him apart.
You want to talk the American dream, that's it right there.
Jesus.
Laying the pipe to the finest porn stars in America, and you look like Ron Jeremy.
Still doing it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's had to take a couple for the team too in his time. I mean, they all haven't been beautiful.
Well, now they are, yeah.
You haven't seen Fatliners.
but if you're loaded up on coke, what difference does it really make?
It's true.
It's all a fun time.
With your eyes closed, it all feels.
They're all Nina Hartley with your eyes closed.
Oh shit!
Just don't touch the backside.
It doesn't matter where you put your hand; you always feel a tit.
Where has this show gone?
Gilbert!
You fucking invited me on. Look what happened. Then I got to deal with this raghead, what, in 5-10 minutes?
I can't wait, dude. I'm so stoked. When I seen that announcement, I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm buying a bucket of popcorn, and we're going to sit down and listen to every fucking second of this. Shit, yes.
Oh, Lord. You never know.
Jackalope's going to be ablaze. We're going to have s'mores roasting by fucking 1 a.m. I hope our location's hidden, because these sumbitches will be pounding down the door.
Well, one good thing, now, at least Todd's closer to the fountain, so he's got something to put the flames out with.
We can jump in the...
He has to run down the steps.
We can hide in the jungle out there when they come storm the fucking premises.
Hide up.
You guys going to come back on after he leaves? You said he's only going to be on for 5 or 10 minutes because of all the heat that's going on with this shit.
Lord have mercy.
What the fuck? You might leave some good weed in the place, too. What the fuck?
Light it down.
Lay it all down.
Burn it down, baby.
It's worth having this smelly bastard stop over just for that.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
We're catching nothing but hell tonight, I can already tell.
Well, you know, actually, I did, you know, I'll even say this when I go on, that I did have a call from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he wanted to call in and join the festivities, but actually, he's at Horror Realm now because him and, you know, Mrs. C are big, Sid Haig fans, and they wanted to meet Sid. So, you know, he would have been on. It's a shame. Maybe we could hook this up at a later date, or maybe have him on singly now that we know he's married. He was married, you know.
Maybe we ought to set up like a religious death match where we just put all the, you know, big icons of religion up against one another. And
my money's on Odin.
Get this rolling.
Yeah, didn't they do that on, what was the little claymation show they had? The wrestling show?
Celebrity death match.
Yeah, didn't they have Christ versus Buddha or something on there? They didn't want Muhammad on there because he said he'd burn their fucking building to the ground.
No, he didn't say that. His followers.
Oh yeah, his followers. Yeah, I'm sorry.
When he's on, he's a whole different. It's a whole different ball
game.
Yeah, I know. I never understood that. Yeah, I remember. You ever seen that fucking movie March or Die? Yeah, they were doing a lot of that in there, you know. There's like Terrence Hill reprising his role as Django, walking across the sand dunes with a machine gun, blowing away Arabs, you know. And Gene Hackman sitting there desperately wishing he was somewhere else.
Please.
I won an Academy Award for Bonnie and Clyde. Now I'm fucking in the desert with Terrence Hill. How much worse can my life get?
Put me in a ball cap again, please.
Yeah.
Shit ain't right. You guys are terrible.
I know.
Damn us all.
Damn us to the pits of damnation.
See, Todd, is there an open slot now that Rondell Amorte's gone? Now that he basically self-flagellated himself on the internet
and
or something?
I don't know if I... Yeah, I better not bring that up.
What are you talking
about? You can bring it up.
Wow, dude. Well, he never unfriended me on Facebook. That no. You know where that dude's been?
Jail.
Yeah, he's been in fucking jail, man. He didn't have the balls to take on Pete, so he decided he was going to take it out on his little fucking girlfriend. Decided to smack her around.
Yeah, that was bullcrap there.
Smacked her around.
I saw that letter. He started banging her around with an empty whiskey bottle.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. Fucking went to... like 40 days, and he's got to do another couple months, I guess. Yeah.
Then probably have to go to a course.
And then he went and seen, what's his name, Tremonti, the guitar player from Creed. I guess he was trying to get Christ to rub off on him and maybe see if he'd get himself back in track or something.
He says he's no longer involved in the horror.
The horror had taken hold of him and made him a dark person, and he just wants to find himself again.
You know something? A douchebag is a douchebag is a douchebag. Okay, I'm sorry. Todd, tell me I didn't call that from the get-go.
Yeah. I was, I could not believe. I was like, you know what? There's just no freaking need to hit a girl. I don't give a damn. What's your excuse?
And his ass clown followers are like, man, we support you and whatever. You know, not one single, unless he's deleting the comments, not a single person said, you know, you're kind of a fucking ballless little bitch.
You know,
maybe he should.
I mean, there's only one reason you should hit a girl. Yeah. You should be in the back of the head with a sneaker when she's not doing her job. That's the only reason,
dude. I have to agree with you on this one, Tim. I was pissed as hell because I'm like, okay,
not a single person. Did you notice that?
Well, what about all the chick? And you know, you probably don't know this, but these people have been sending her, the poor girl. Like death threats and all this stuff. And here's the thing. There's these chicks on there going, oh, man, you're proving that you're such a man by coming out and owning this. And I'm like, hold on. First of all, hitting a girl proves you're not one. Second of all, you don't come out and just freaking say, oh, I'm sorry. And everyone's like, oh, man, you're such a good man. No, you're not a good man if you busted a chick in the face with a bottle.
I did my time, Todd.
Whatever,
dude. I did my 37 days in lockup.
Yeah. Well, you do.
I was anally violated by a large Asian man.
There are no large Asian men.
I got the same way, man. He just
pissed me off.
A single person had the balls to say, you know what, you're pretty much just a fucking scumbag. Why don't you go fucking shoot yourself in the face?
Well, yeah, really.
That's the way it works with all them fucking ass clowns. They get their little minion of toadies and shit, and they just... They're oblivious to the shit that goes on. It's like, yeah, I know he's a complete asshole and a complete shyster, you know, of a businessman, but we'll still support him because
it's the same old MO because, like, whenever he was no longer on the station, before I even got a chance to say anything, he was already there doing damage control.
Right.
That's what he's doing this for. He's doing this because actually, 2 weeks before he even got out of jail, she went on and told the truth about what had happened. So then he had to.
So she was
own up
the
to
co-host
it.
On his show?
No. She wasn't on his show.
Gotcha.
But she went out and told the truth what happened before he had a chance because he was in jail. So then he gets on there and he's like, he decides that he's going to have to do damage control. Well, my point is, it's not that he's owning what he did. He had no choice.
He's doing what he's always done. He's looking out for himself to however he can.
And he had
weasel his way around.
She had already told the truth. You don't really have a choice, man. Somebody's puppy's ready to go outside.
Yeah, I know. You hear her?
I do.
We got to go anyway.
We got fucking Mohammed coming up.
Yay.
Yay.
Griff, see you next week.
See you next week. Have a nice
Bye.
Day. Bye.